The 21st Perek talks about Muksa, and in particular, exceptions to the Isser of Muksa. Mishnah Aleph is going to talk about when something is Muksa, but is moved in an indirect fashion. It's called Tiltul Minatzad. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, No tel adam es benova evin biyada. Somebody has a son, a daughter, who's having a tough time with life, and he has to hold him up. The issue that we're grappling with is that that child has in his hand an evin, a stone, a rock, that is Muksa. But the person is holding the child, and the child is holding the muksa. So that's an indirect form of holding muksa. Or another example would be v'kalkalava evin besocha, or if somebody has a basket, and in the basket built in is a stone, and it's filling a hole in the basket, so it's part of the basket. So you're holding the basket, and part of the basket is a stone. So both of these are mutter, it's permitted indeed, tiltul min hatzad. There are muksas in Isser D'Rabbanan, and this is an indirect way of holding it, so it's permitted. A metaltalin, truma tmeya, im hatahora v'im achulin, it's also permitted. If somebody has truma tmeya is muksa, it doesn't have a use, coin can't do anything with it on Shabbos, but it's in the same basket as either truma, that is tahora, that can be eaten by a coin, or with chulin, with regular produce, it's permitted to carry that basket even though there's truma tameh in it, because the truma tameh is considered insignificant relative to the truma that's tahora or the chulin that's with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it comes to truma and chulin that are mixed together, so this causes a problem that is called meduma. Meduma is a mixture of truma and chulin, but if there is 100 times of chulin versus at least 100 times of chulin versus the truma, in that instance, it's going to be permitted for a non-coin to eat it. But what he has to do is he has to remove the amount of truma that fell in that is now mixed together. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ma'alin et ha-meduma be'achad umeh, it's permitted as long as you have at least 100 times chulin versus the truma that fell in, you're allowed to remove the amount equal to the truma that fell in. You can even remove it on Shabbos, and the rest can be eaten by a non-Kohen. Mishnah Beis, we are talking about stones which are muksa, but it's on top of a barrel. If we can envision that it's in a barrel in the cellar with a bunch of barrels of wine, and we need to get that barrel out. We don't need to get the barrel out. Initially, we will need to get to the wine, but it's got a stone on it. Ha'eben shal pi hechavid, if we have a stone that's on top of a barrel, we need to get some wine for the meal. We got to say Kiddush. Mata al tzidavi nofeles. What you can do is you can turn that barrel on its side. So just tip it over and that stone will fall off of it. And then you can access your wine. Not a problem. Haisa ben hachavios. But if we have that barrel and it's mixed in with a bunch of other barrels, and if we simply turn it on its side, that stone was there. Maybe all the barrels, for example, have stones on top to keep the covers on. But you don't want to just simply turn that cover, turn that barrel over, tip it on its side in order to remove that stone, because then it's going to fall on another barrel, and it can turn that barrel over or damage that barrel. So haisa ben hachavio, so what's my solution? So in this situation, even though there's a stone on it, magbiha, it'd be permitted to lift up in order to move that barrel, and then once you get it out of the way, mata al tzida, then you can turn it on its side so that the stone won't fall on other barrels. Vihino fellas, it's going to fall off. This is again an indirect form of moving muksa that is permitted. Mao sha'al hakar, if we have money that is on the pillow, want to go to sleep, how do we move that? So you can't move it directly. That's muksa. Money is muksa. No air as hakar, the hen no float. What you can do is you can push that pillow, and the money will fall off of it. Again, an indirect way of getting rid of that muksa. Now, as long as we are talking about a pillow, haisa alav lishleshes, what happens if there's some filth on your pillow? So how do we clean that off? So that min kancha besmartut, it would be permitted to clean off that dirt, that schmutz, that filth, with a rag, but you're not allowed to use water. That would be koves kvisa. You can't launder on Shabbos. On the other hand, haisa shalor, if the pillow is made of leather, leather is non-absorbent, nosnim aleha maim ashetichla, then you're allowed to pour the water onto the leather pillow until the filth is removed, again, because the leather is not a material that absorbs, so we don't have that concern of kvis of laundering it. Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about muksa again, removing food remnants, scraps, etc., from the Shabbos table when we're trying to clear off. Beisham Ayomri, now that certain items are muksa, magbihin mina shulchan, atzamos uklipin. It's permitted to remove from the Shabbos table bones, or chicken bones that are left over, or shells from the nuts. Neshami is of the view that it's not a problem of muksa because it's fit for animals. We can feed it to animals, so it can be removed from the table. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says it's problematic. It's muksa. Notel et hatavla kula uminara. What you should do is you should remove the board of the table. They used to have these boards on top of a base, and you would take the board, which is the tabletop, off and just shake it off so you're not touching the muksa directly. And that's a more indirect form of handling that muksa. Ma'avirin milifnei hashulchan, you're allowed to take off of the table. Peirurin, pachos mikazayis, bread, crumbs that are less than the size of a kazayis. So even though it's not a kazayis is still bread, but this is less. This is just like a crumbs that are left over, so it doesn't have a real use for people to be eating them. Vesar shel apunim, and the pods left over from peas, chickpeas. So this is the wrapping of them, b'se'ar shel adashim, and the pods of the lentils. So these things, the Tana of our Mishnah says, even according to Beis Hillel, it would be permitted to move all of these. Why? Mibneshu ma'achal behema, because these are all things that can be eaten by an animal, so they don't have the same problem, even in Beis Hillel, of chicken bones. They don't have the status of muksa, because we can indeed feed these to animals. So if we have a wet sponge, Now the concern is two issues. Number one, can we move it? Can we hold it? Because if it's a wet sponge, water may come out when we hold on to it, when we squeeze it just to hold on to it in order to not drop it, so water may come out. And number two, can it be used? So if we have a sfug, we have a wet sponge, im yesh lo or beis achiza, if it has a handle that's made of leather, we're going to hold down to the handle, so moving it wouldn't be a problem because when we were holding on to the handle. And even in addition, use of it, mit kanchim lo, you would be permitted to gently, very gently, wipe, use it. You can use that sponge as long as we're not holding directly onto the sponge. V'imlav, however, if it doesn't have that leather handle, ein mekanchim bo, we would not be permitted to use it whatsoever because we would be squeezing it with our hand. That would indeed be a molachan Shabbos chita. V'chachamim omri benkach chachamim, what are the view? Either way, whether it has the leather handle or not, Nital b'Shabbos, from a muksa perspective, you're permitted to move it on Shabbos because it's a kli, and a kli is not muksa, ve'enu mekabel tuma. And in addition, as long as we're talking about this sponge, it's an item that would not receive tuma. The Bar Tanura explains to us that only specific types of items, kelim, receive tuma. For example, this is not an eitz, it's not made of wood. That would be mekabel tuma. It's not clothing, it's not a sackcloth, it's not made of metal. Accordingly, this is not one of the items. It's not considered a person, a food, or a clear utensil that would receive tuma.